if you hear a motorcycle,
it's not ours. What are they even doing? They're literally just turning it on. They turn it on and let it run.
My question is, like, do you have to do that?
Do you ever watch a TV show? You know, like, there's more than just that moving chain.
But maybe they have to do that in order for it to work. That's the only explanation,
right?
That they would have to do it in order for it to work.
I guess.
I'll tell you. I will tell you what. This guy is constantly fiddling with his bike, and I never have seen him on it.
What does he have?
It's like a hog, maybe. I don't know. It's like a big.
Is a hog a brand?
I don't know. I thought it was like
a
just.
Thought it was a description, right?
Yeah, like a big. Hog. Yeah, like a big kind of motorcycle, or right? Like,
so you know, but you don't know a brand.
I don't know. No, because he never takes it out of the garage.
Right. Do you want to talk about what happened with your car since you last recorded?
Yes, I do. I'll give everyone an update. It's a happy ending, as happy as it could be. I woke up in the morning and my car was still not towed. And I was like, that's crazy. I really thought that they would be like at the minute it was ready to go away, you know, because they make more money
that
way.
You woke up with the day after we recorded and you were there.
The day after we recorded and I told the story. I was like, you know what? For shits and giggles, I'm just going to go on the website and see if like it says anything about my car. And it was like, you know, pay this to have the boot removed. And so it was clear. There was no hold. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's clear to me that as soon as I paid that thing, I mean, maybe it took overnight for them to lift it. I think that the lady could have totally let me do it, because if she knew that it was going to get lifted like that, like if I had a receipt or whatever, like yeah. She should have just let it go.
Well, she would understand, well, our system is like this. And so yes. To compensate for that annoyance.
Yeah. And because I had gone 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
And that the next day would have been my third. So yeah, I think that she just kind of fucked me over, but you know what? In the end, it worked out. I just had to waste 2 days. Yeah. So I paid it. The only thing is that they charged me $100 more to get my boot release, but it's not because of any extra fees or anything. It's because they just did a different percentage of the amount of my tickets that I owe mm-hmm. than the people of the Department of Finance. So, okay. So I just, whatever, then I'm paying the ticket down faster. So it was like $780, I think, to get it removed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now I'm good. It sucks I had to pay that much money for something.
It's crazy.
I know. But here's the thing, you know, people pay. What's 200 times 12?
2,400.
People pay 2,400, like at minimum, to have their cars in a parking garage.
Yeah. Well, and other people don't.
Yeah, but.
You know, that's like a crazy amount of money to spend on that.
Yeah, but that's just like part of life with, you know, living in the city.
It's really not for so many people.
Why? Who is it not for?
Like literally everybody that's parking on the street everywhere.
Do you know how many tickets I see every single day? They do a line.
But okay, maybe I don't understand what you say. You said like paying $2,400 a month is part of driving? Definitely not. You definitely don't have to do that.
$2,400 a year.
Oh, $2,400 a year.
To park in a garage.
Uh-huh, right. $2,400 a year to park in a garage?
That's like the like really cheapest version.
Yes.
So whatever. I feel like it's just, I don't know. I know a lot of people who have a lot of tickets and have a lot of problems with tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. And sometimes it's worse than others. Like I've had some years where it was a lot easier. Maybe that was during COVID.
Yeah. And there were less people around.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It was really nice. I went online, I paid the thing, and then they came and they removed it like within an hour and a half. And I didn't have to talk to anyone on the phone. Yeah. It was a lot easier of a process than having to go in. I feel like I should get like just like effort points. Like, can you knock like $200? Like, I wish I could like, I could like haggle with them on that. Like knock $200 off and I'll forget about how you made me go in 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. System doesn't care about you like that.
I have something really exciting to share with you.
Uh-huh.
All right, so the documentary Living Dolls.
Yes.
Which is about Swan Bruner, child pageant, beauty queen. And this was like in the days, not in the days, but in the years following, because everyone kind of was introduced to like child pageants at that level through JonBenet, and that kind of like shocked.
Well, there's Painted Babies before that, but that was kind of right, a smaller like, and lesser seen doc.
But like, but no, but JonBenet right. like dying, like that's when everyone was like, what is this world?
Totally.
Because they yes. were saying like, oh, that's probably why she was killed. Is it somebody
It was
saw
on the
her?
Periphery until
yes,
then.
Yes. And it was not the way it's viewed now because of like toddlers and tiaras.
How's it viewed now though? I mean what's it's, even, well, what is the way?
I think it's like, I think before a lot of the shock was like, wow, I can't even believe that they're doing this
yeah.
or that this is a whole thing. And now that people know that it's a whole thing and they like know what it is, it like they know what it is. I'm sure they might think it's like super weird and a waste of money, but they're not like, what the fuck is that?
Right. They're at least enough used to the concept
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
I wonder like in the time since Toddlers and Tiaras, like I have no roots in the pageant world, like has it changed? Is it the same thing? Is it the same people just being like, we're a circuit and give us all yes. of your money
yeah.
and
well,
we'll
I mean,
give you trophies that cost very little money?
I'm really curious,
and you'll care so much about getting them.
What did they do during COVID? How did that affect that industry?
Yeah,
like
they probably did Zoom like everybody else.
That's so interesting.
It's just, I don't know. I don't, because like the world is changing and I guess like a lot of that stuff is happening in conservative places. So maybe the world isn't really changing there as much, but like people are definitely, they have less money and stuff. And that's such a huge, huge investment on any, like it's always so much money, I think, for everybody, depending on.
Yes. Well,
you know,
so when I did it with Una, because I did this with my child and I did it before she was a year old, because then she wouldn't remember it and she wouldn't be like scarred by it or have any kind of memories associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it like, I did it for me.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be
like
funny.
Like every parent that does that.
Right. Except my reasons were different.
They were definitely not, you know, what somebody in the middle of Texas is doing.
Right. But like I did use.
But your reasons were journalistic.
Yes. But I also just like entertainment for myself, because
right.
like we have loved this documentary, Living Dolls, for so long. And
yeah.
we loved Toddlers and Tiaras. And to like have my own kid like be in that was really fucking funny. But also,
it's probably not that different than somebody who like has grown up in that world and now it's their time and they can put their kid in it, you know?
Yeah, but I didn't do the circuit. I just did it the one time as
right.
like a novelty for
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
But like that's why she didn't
sure.
win.
Yeah.
Because you
exactly.
have to keep going. You have to like give all your money to these people
yeah.
and be on the circuit and
right.
like have everyone like kind of know each other. And
yeah,
yeah, it was very clicky. Like, you know, there was like a group of moms who had a room just for doing hair. Like they hired hair people and they, so that it was like easier for the kids. My daughter lost. So she was in her category. She was up against one other baby.
Mm-hmm.
She lost best hair to a bald child.
Rigged.
I have pictures.
Rigged.
I have pictures. So anyway, so Living Dolls, it's always kind of eluded us. Like we've been kind of peripherally aware of what happened to Swan and her brothers and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like the parent, both parents died. The mother died first of a heart attack. She just like dropped dead and she's
What's
pretty young.
Name?
Robin?
Robin. Right.
And then,
she's a real character in the movie. She's
yeah, smoking.
Looks, and she looks like a smoker.
Yeah.
You know, just like dried out.
Yes. Like, but you could tell that she like works hard.
Right, right.
Constantly, but is getting nowhere.
She's stern.
On the one hand, you're supposed to be this nurturing mother figure. On the other hand, you got to kick their ass. And it's tough coming from the same individual. But we've managed, I think, to make it work fairly well here. It is a hard thing to do.
Do you wish it was different?
No, not in the least. I'm the best dad I know.
She has like a stern, business-oriented face.
She
and
said that
she's
thing
got
about,
no business doing anything.
She said that thing about horses.
I spent 4 years in the military, and a lot of my discipline came from there, but I think a lot of it came from my father. He was also military, but he was very, very strict. And when I was younger, we competed in horse shows, and I rode jumpers. And in order to do that, you have to be tougher than the horse.
It's like so like a best in show kind of thing.
Yeah. Totally.
But Swan now is in, she probably is in her 30s.
Uh-huh.
And right, because,
well, okay, that started airing the like right around 9/11. So it's probably shot in 99 or 2000.
The pageant year is 1999.
There you go. Okay, so she was 5, 6?
She was 5, I think.
She was 5 in 99, 94. I think 5. She probably turns 30 this year.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. She and her younger brother had to move to Alaska to live with their dad, who they hadn't seen in years.
Because her mom died.
Yes, because the mom died. And then I don't know what happened to Bubba, who is the oldest brother. I still don't know. He is likely in jail because that's where he was when
we last saw him. Okay.
Because he was in and out. He
turned it around.
And then the sister, what was the sister's name?
We get to see our father like, out of the blue moon sometimes, like a couple times a year. He visits a little bit.
I think about that all the time. She's talking about how often she sees her dad.
Yeah, out of, like, the blue moon. Out of the blue moon. So she and Swan are close now. The dad died.
The dad died when?
Yeah, the dad died.
When did he die?
I'm not exactly sure. It's got to be like 10 years though,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think she's still in Alaska. I'm pretty sure she's still in Alaska. I found her Instagram and she's close with her sister. And she actually seems like really stable and happy and is close with her family.
And no beauty pageant stuff is happening.
Not at all. And you wouldn't be able. All right. She didn't age. She kind of peaked when she was 5.
Okay.
If I'm being completely honest.
Could happen.
Yeah. This is her Instagram. She has 215 followers.
Mm-hmm.
She rides jumpers.
Okay. In the family.
Yeah. I don't know. She seems like she's successful and happy and with horses and...
It's the dream. Successful, happy, and with horses.
I mean, what else can a girl ask for?
Seriously.
But that's not the shocking thing.
Okay, good.
Swan had two coaches. Shane.
Michael and Shane.
Michael Butler and Shane King.
A gay couple that had a child from one of their previous marriages.
It was never really quite clear, but I think that... Michael and that woman had an agreement that they would have a child together because I think she was getting older and he wanted to have a pageant child. And because his business was the beauty pageant.
His business was pageants before he had a child?
Yes. And he was a hair stylist.
We've had girls over the years that were just literally butt ugly. I'm being serious. And well, it's the truth. Like I said, take their eyebrows off, put eyelashes on them, put hair, contour here.
I'm talking black out the nose.
Yeah,
the nose
and
is
they're beautiful.
And, you know, and when you get them on stage and the spotlight hits them, which, you know, like
so
he said.
So what I'm saying, I can take an ugly girl and make her beautiful, you know.
You can't without me.
He has his own salon
they're
now.
They're still.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, okay. But not with pageants. He has nothing to do with pageants, right. But he does still do hair.
Okay.
So I think they had an agreement because he was so very clearly. I mean, he and Shane were like fucking the birdcage. Practically,
right.
With their blouses and, you know, their like lots of gold jewelry and the khakis. They were just very.
Well, you don't know how he's presenting before. He might have let his inner fairy
mother,
out after.
But they're Southern.
Yeah.
And the mother.
But that sometimes makes more people more like oblivious, you know?
The woman that he had the baby with, I think that she was very okay with them being gay and was like.
Is she in it at all?
Yeah, she's in it a lot.
All right. So she, interesting.
And they get along together and they're all like working together.
I don't remember her as a character, but.
It's like, we could have gone down that road. Like we could have, you know, had a baby, like a pageant baby as a project.
Who says we? Me?
Yeah. Well, not like sex, but you know.
Then like what? Have a pageant baby? How are we doing that?
We talked about doing this. We talked about adopting, about teaching. You don't remember us talking about this?
Never seriously.
No, not seriously, but that's what I'm saying. It could have been us. But we talked about adopting a girl.
Never seriously.
And having
I think we talked about that would be funny.
Well, then we said that we would we were going to write a play about people doing that.
Right. That's a good idea.
But then we were like, we should do that anyway to find out what it's like.
I'm sure we were kidding because it never ended up happening well, yeah. or was pursued.
I'm saying it could have been us in a different universe.
I think in a different universe, it is us, actually. Because I'm in my understanding of the multiverse and, you know,
things
correct me if I'm
a
wrong.
A little bit different.
Well, no, that it's everything. That anything you could possibly think of is happening in a parallel universe. And there's okay. that many. That's how I've heard people
describe
it.
You should watch Constellation. Have you been watching that?
No.
It's on Apple TV. It's Noomi Rapace or
right.
whatever you say her last name.
Yeah.
It's basically about quantum physics.
Yeah.
How do we even start talking about that?
Living Dolls, Another Universe, oh, Michael and Shane pageant
baby.
Being gay.
Yeah. So they had a pageant baby. And their industry is pageants. The mother was so involved. Like, she seemed like she was just as involved as all the other mothers.
I totally forget the mother aspect of it.
And she was...
Right. Maybe I didn't realize that was the mother or something. I don't know. We could do a one-off Living Dolls Wawu.
I would love to. Because Let's do that after we're done with this. Yeah.
Because we never did that. And that's been part of our...
Our whole lives. Right. Our whole lives. Basically,
well,
our whole lives together
since
almost
9/11, right?
Yeah, because it came out after 9/11, and it was like at this time where I was just watching
right
everything on TV because or whatever.
It seemed like nobody would ever get a job.
Yeah, no, it was impossible to find a job. No one had money. You didn't go out. But anyway, Shane King.
Yeah, they're still alive.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
No.
Right. There was a whole thing with the fire and all that stuff, right?
Oh, what's the fire?
I don't know. Somebody, when I posted about it on my blog, somebody told me about it and linked me to like, there was some kind of like forum where people were talking about a fire happened.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. It was like part of the thing, but I don't think it was ever like well reported and it seemed like a lot of innuendo to me.
You're never going to believe what this guy looks like now.
I mean, I can't wait.
So he does custom wigs and hair extensions, and it just says owner. So he doesn't have like a website with any of his stuff or whatever. This is his LinkedIn photo.
Wow. What? I'm sorry.
Like Rachel Dolezal.
Excuse me, it's totally
what?
Rachel Dolezal.
If that's not a Halloween costume, then that's fucked up. And if
it is a Halloween costume, it's still fucked up.
That it's his LinkedIn photo.
Are there more pictures of him?
No, that's all I can find.
Are we? Wow.
What's going on with this? What's going on? This must be a wig or extensions because he does that custom. He's wearing a lot of blush.
Okay, so this is on some bulletin board. Complete on, like, that's how it's sourced. Don't trust this at all. But here's what they're saying.
What year? Or when was this?
2007. This is about when somebody contacted me. I read that Michael Butler and his boyfriend Shane King have split up. I also read that someone set fire to their house in Alabama.
Anyway, that was that.
Did you see? Okay. Being in pictures, did you see these pictures of Bjork?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah. No, well, they move, too.
Yeah, right. There's,
Isn't that stuff from the Margiela show?
Yeah. She's very, snatched.
Yeah.
Did you think she's thick? Is Bjork thick?
I mean, she got older and she got thicker.
But do you think that that's like, I mean, she's shaped, right? But you think that's like her body? Like, no padding or anything?
You think that she was manipulated?
Well, I mean, just the hourglassness is like this is like...
I don't know. I think she has a corset on.
Right. But just that's all it'll take to get that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed. Is that her pubic hair? Is the second question.
Zoom in. It looks long, but it looks like tall hedges that are like... really straight, but tall.
It's not on the dress.
Do you think it's on the panties?
Maybe.
That is a good, that you know what? That's a good sexy idea. Panties with pubes on them.
Well, if people like pubes, right?
Right.
It's kind of a crapshoot, huh? I assume most people don't want them.
I assume that most people think it's a lot easier if you don't have pubes.
Right. Well, I mean, probably the easiest thing is to not do anything, right?
No, I mean for sex.
Right. Sex, like, attracting people?
No, for someone going down on you.
Oh, for someone going down on you.
Yeah, and I want people to do that as much as possible.
Right. But there are probably some people who like sticking their tongue in all the fur.
Right. But I think that is in the minority, maybe.
Maybe.
That seems a little more fetishy.
Well, it does. And I think the main reason why that is because porn is shaved. You know, that's kind of the norm in porn.
Yeah.
And so that kind of it shapes the culture in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
A lot of people learn about sex through porn.
Yeah, I didn't.
I did and there, but also, like, I saw a lot of straight porn. I mean, I definitely saw a lot of gay porn. I would say I didn't either. Maybe, like, rudimentary kind of stuff, but then you kind of make it your own, you know?
I mean, I didn't have the internet in my house.
Uh-huh.
Like, until they didn't get it until I moved out.
Oh, wow.
So, like, yeah, I just never really got into porn. I never really, like, watched it. I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. But, I feel like I learned it from, like, this kid, Brendan Grish, who just told me when I was, like, in second or third grade.
Jeez, that's young.
Yeah. Is it?
Second or third is pretty young,
I think. The kids in my school, I feel really bad. And
yeah.
I mean, because I remember cursing, like, when South Park came out, people were like, oh, 8-year-olds don't talk like that. And I was like, my friends and I did.
Yeah.
We cursed so much.
I was not cursing a lot.
I remember second grade is when I started, because that's when I started listening to Living on a Prayer. Like, that I started, like, getting into, like, music.
Listening to Living on a Prayer and cursing.
Yeah.
Growing up fast.
I got a perm that year. That wasn't my choice, though. My mom kept forcing me to get perms, and I hated it.
It was a really weird 80s thing.
Yeah, and it was like...
Why was that?
I don't know, because my hair was so, like, lovely and straight.
Right.
And my mom just, like, was ruining the texture of it. And then she didn't know how to comb it, so they were like, oh, you comb it with a pick. And so my mom would, like, take our heads and be like... Rrr. Like, she didn't, like... She still uses a pick to comb her hair. It makes no sense.
A new apology dropped. Did you see this thing?
From whom?
This guy, Big Dipper. He's like a rapper.
Oh, he sounds like he hosts a morning, like, Nut Hut.
He doesn't. He doesn't. But in an alternate universe, I guess he does. Okay, so here's the setup.
I sometimes give people my address, but not my apartment number,
mm-hmm.
so I can look out the window.
Uh-huh. And then what happens? What if
stopped responding?
Yeah.
And they see, like...
Is that you ghost it? You don't even say, like, thank you, but not for me.
Medical emergency.
What I actually do is I give them the apartment number across the street. And then when I see them, like, looking around, I'll be like, oh, I'm across the street in this unit. And then they'll come over.
But if... not, then they're banging on that person's door.
If they want to bang.
Like, well, no.
If they want to bang on the door. I'm saying it's clearly an apartment. It's not like
that's
a house across
mean,
the street.
That's kind of mean, Dipper.
Well, it's just a safety precaution for me.
But you're saying that if you're not interested
These
in
are
them-
guys that I'm messaging with no photos, completely random.
So when you glance out the window,
you thought we were all
going
to be on your side.
What are your...
Like, you might be sick.
What are you looking for that's making you decide whether
if
to
I'm
be
attracted
cruel?
To them or not.
Dayla, this is fucked up, huh?
This is deeply fucked up.
He only waited in the car like 20 or 30 minutes and messaging me, are you not there? Are you coming?
Sick. You're sick. You're sick.
All right, but people got upset about this?
Yes, people were upset because he's sending people to the wrong place so that he can, like, look at them. If you want to see people that don't have a picture up, like on Grindr, then you ask for a picture. And if they don't, then that's your hard boundary and you don't hook up with them, you know? Sending people outside to a place saying, come over, and then sending them to the wrong address, I think is super fucked up.
Okay.
You know, why waste people's time like that? Because you need to, you know, because
I also, like, don't care enough, you know what I mean, to get mad about it.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Anyway, a new apology dropped. He apologized for this. That's the reason I'm bringing it up.
Like, what is he from?
He's like a rapper type of thing. He's an entertainer. He's a nightlife kind of. Yeah, he's kind of like one of those nightlife-y rappers, you know?
No.
He's like around. It's like a thing. There are like gay rappers who kind of like make a name in gay nightlife, and that's about it. Like Azalea Banks. I mean, basically. But no, like Caswell, for example.
So the story I told on the podcast this week has offended a lot of people, and I just wanted to apologize for that story. The behavior I'm describing in the story is cruel, is potentially dangerous, and the way in which I shared the story on the podcast is really cavalier and irresponsible. And I didn't really understand that or see the severity of that until people's reaction to the clip that is going around. So I want to apologize. That is not something I'm proud of and not something that I will continue to do. And it is definitely a learning opportunity for me here. And I know that I definitely let some people down with that clip, and I don't take that lightly. So I'm sorry for that. We are going to continue this conversation on the podcast. We're going
to. We are going to continue sending people to the wrong house. But I'm just sorry that I said it in public. I don't know. This kind of apology.
How many people got mad?
People were talking about it on Twitter. Okay. Maybe he was the main character that day of gay Twitter. Maybe not even. Okay. You know, I don't keep up that well. I did see that clip and was like, that's fucked up. You know, just to waste people's time, I just think it's fucked up. That's the only thing we have that we can't get back, basically, you know, in our youth. But that's all wrapped up in there, too. So that's what I don't like about it. But also, I don't like an apology like this that just parrots back what the naysayer's response was doesn't necessarily convince me that any real work has been done, just that you understand the argument. Which, I mean, I guess that's half the battle. I feel like this Trump stuff, this everyday, the whole thing with the, you know, the appeals court reducing his bond, this is, and then the stock going is like valued at like $9 billion when that company is like in the hole, that company like hemorrhages money.
Uh-huh. What, the Trump organization?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like the stock, it went public today. And it's
wait,
like
the Trump organization went public today?
No, DJT, the Truth Social with the shell company. They made that public.
Okay.
And it's traded at DJT. People are saying it's a meme stock, that it's going to totally crash. And
yeah,
that people
it's
are
definitely
just,
a meme stock.
People are just trying to like
pump and dump.
Bet, exactly. Bet like bet on when that's going to happen. That's the question.
Yeah. But now it's already too high.
Generated less than $5 million in revenue in 2023 and actually lost money. So just these constant updates, I'm like so absorbed by this reality show. I can't even believe that this is happening again.
I know.
It's just constant that he's the star of the world.
And the thing is that like the liberal media talks about him more, like lefty media talks about him more than the right.
Well, and the time, and you know, with good reason in a lot of cases, because
yes,
this is authoritarianism. This is a dictatorship that he's trying to pull off.
Probably will give the same result as the first time when he was elected. Is like people kept writing about like what a buffoon he was, what an idiot, and blah blah blah. And it just, because it kept his name out there, it gave him some kind of legitimacy, and he just made him bigger. And it's gonna happen again.
Well, it seems like part of his point is to be really famous and paid attention to. And that is absolutely what's happening. Whether the president thing is just a step on the way to that, or he really does want that absolute power or whatever, it definitely seems like part of his point is being manifested every day. Every time I get one of these fucking Times, you know, notifications, and I pay attention and I read the whole story now. I'm reading the whole story now. I can't get enough of it.
I know. I'm watching all the TikToks.
I mean, but what do you think of the Chinese TikTok thing?
What about them trying to ban it? Bullshit. You know why that, you know when that started? After October 7th.
Yeah.
They like did a half-hearted sort of like vote against banning it like a couple of years ago, like maybe 2 years
right,
ago.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
And it was just like didn't have any support or anything. And then all of a sudden now it has like a ton of support.
It does make sense that they'd want somebody else to own it and not China, because China is such a suppressive government.
No, but here's the thing. And the politicians who did this know this, that in like the Chinese, like the way that the laws work there, TikTok cannot sell it. They are not allowed to sell without the Chinese government's like approval.
Uh-huh.
And they know that the Chinese government won't give approval just to like fuck with America. And so they know that that's not going to happen and it can't happen. So uh-huh. They really just want to get.
Well, the point that I was making was that the government is suppressive when it comes to news, and like a third of people over 25 or something like that, or under a certain age. I don't know. There's a huge demographic that's a huge amount of their news from TikTok. So to have a country controlling that app, potentially, that is suppressive with news, is a huge conflict. This is what The Economist says.
Yeah, but at the same time, if they, TikTok is such a tool of like public discourse here, and it's such a nicer place than Twitter. It's yeah, but so
they could,
nice.
But they could, like, theoretically, the government, if they didn't like something, could say, take that out, you know?
Yeah, but they already have strict rules. Like, you know, no, like you can't even search for the word porn.
Uh-huh.
On there, like you can't even search for. But, I don't even know you can search for sex.
Just on a more global kind of scale, I understand the paranoia of like having a country that's against us.
But it's bullshit, because there's other companies that are owned by Chinese companies
that people are getting their news from. So, but like China would be able to fuck with that, is the fear.
Yeah, I don't think that the reason why they are banning it is because of that fear.
I think that's part of it. Yeah, I think it's a big part of it. It's about, yeah, that's been part of the conversation.
It's not. It's a way of provoking, because they can't, it's not going to be able to happen. Like, it's an impossibility. They cannot sell it. And so it's just an escalation in fucking with China. I just think that the government should not be telling people.
Oh, I think the government should be regulating social media more.
Oh, I
like Twitter, like any of this stuff. Elon Musk, putting him in charge of public discourse. No, thanks. I'd rather have like a structure behind that.
But I'll tell you what, like the younger kids or whatever, they're not doing Twitter. They're talking in other ways on other places.
Yeah, but so Twitter, like, is still a huge force.
But not the way that it used to be, I think, because of him.
I mean, definitely people have, he's sent people scrambling.
Yeah.
And also Donald Trump isn't on it.
Right.
But it's still part of, you know, a big part of the public discourse.
Yeah, no, I don't think that the government should be.
There's one reason why America's crackdown is justified. TikTok has evolved into a broad media platform with 170 million users in America alone. That's like half the population. A third of American adults under 30 consider TikTok a source of not just entertainment, but news. It is therefore a real concern that it has links to China, whose government is in deep ideological conflict with the West and sees the media as a tool of propaganda. Rings true for me, but I don't know if it's being over careful or what, you know?
I think it's being over careful.
It could be, but we've seen a lot of...
I think it's just an escalation in our relationship with China. I think it's just a bad look. We allow companies that are owned by owners who are from another country all the time. So I just think that it's like prejudicial.
Well, with good reason in this case, in terms of this argument.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. I do think that like,
it's clearly assuming the worst of China.
Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, how long till we're at actual war with China, you know?
I think if we keep doing shit like this.
Maybe, but also they could fuck with, I mean, there's just, it's all a big mess.
I know, and that's scary. The reason why it's like, I don't care, because it's all a big mess all the time.
But
anyway,
I think actually, I mean, I don't know, it would shuffle up the kind of way people take it in, but there is an appetite for that kind of media, right? Like a 3-minute video. So I would assume that a new platform would spring up, or maybe everybody would just go to Instagram and do it, you know?
Yeah, but they don't have the right features.
It's true.
It needs to be its own separate thing, and you need to, and the content's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten paid on some of my reels though,
mm-hmm.
but not by trying, just by...
How much do you make?
I think the most I made was like $86, mm-hmm. but it was on a thing that did like okay, but not really well. And then they shut off the bonus system. And then I had like two mega viral back to, or three like viral back to back videos. I was so pissed.
That sucks.
I know. Cause I probably would have made like, I don't know, a couple thousand. Okay. The last 7 days I made 35 cents.
Okay.
The last month is going to be weird because I was put in Instagram jail for like 3 of those weeks. I ended up getting out like a week early or 2 weeks early.
Uh-huh. For what?
They keep misidentifying shit that I post. Oh, and Jamila's been talking about how...
I've been wondering what she's been talking about. Oh, yeah.
She's been talking about...
This week, literally, I was like, what's she up to?
She is saying that like her engagement is really down, that there is like such... All right, listen to this. It's so good. Wait. So she started... So
in dire need of attention.
I know. You know what? She should be thanking me for the attention she got before.
Exactly.
And as soon as I stopped paying attention to her.
Look where that went.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Play along, babe. So.
I mean, Batman needs Joker. That's what we learned.
Yeah.
You know?
You think I'm the Joker?
No.
She's the Joker.
She's definitely more Joker than you are.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call you Batman.
A Catwoman.
Okay.
I'm sexy like that.
Sure.
sexy like that. All right. So she wrote out a thing and took a picture of it and then also did a long
wrote out a thing, took caption. A picture of it, and also did a long caption. God, why isn't she doing video?
I don't know.
Is she on TikTok?
Yes, but no one watches it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we can take a look at them. We can do that on the bonus. Okay. A few months ago, my engagement was 300,000 to 400,000 views on stories. I'm now down to 20,000 people even seeing my stories. My reach way down. People are telling me I am muted when they haven't muted me, that I have dropped down their stories list, and that they no longer see my feed. Some people have also said it's harder to search for me at all. This looks like punishment for speaking about what is happening in the ME.
Wait, is she still pro-Israel, or what is she? Where's her?
She's trying to ride
now?
The line.
Okay, right.
That's why she says speaking out in the Middle East instead of speaking out in for Palestine.
Right.
Which is actually what people are getting shadow banned for.
Yes.
It makes me want to leave the platform altogether, as this means none of my work for social justice about any subject is seen. So what is the point? What is the point? What is the point if you can't do it on social media?
What is the point of doing anything if you're not getting attention for it? She's really...
Who cares about doing good?
She'll tell you exactly who she is. What? That's one thing about her.
Right. And then she said, I'm literally screaming into a void. Anyone else experiencing the same?
Yes.
And then the caption...
Every day.
The last time I posted, some of you even messaged me in DM showing me your comments confirming that I had been hidden from you. We're being taken down by Meta. Can you try to confirm below what you're seeing and DM me if you're experiencing problems seeing my work? This is a brilliant way to spark engagement.
Yes, right.
People are, they don't care about her, but they'll see this and they'll be like, oh, she's having an issue or like whatever.
Right.
And they'll like respond.
Right.
That's what she's trying to do. I mean, she's a genius.
Well, I mean, the thing is that like people are bound to get sick of her at some point. And every day could be the day that people are sick of her. More people are sick of her than not.
So then she does another post a few days later. Honk if you hear me. Algorithm daddy loves boobs and hates opinions. Add me to favorites and notifications if you want to see my stuff because I am being buried. She's like really, she's good at trying to get people engaged. She's acting like a fucking social media manager.
Right, totally.
More than anything. So, yeah, that's what Jamila is doing.
She's good at what she does. But wait, I have a fun fact.
Yeah.
We can go out on this too because it's okay. About a song. Did you know that there is a Mazzy Star song that was an album cut on So Tonight That I Might See? That's like this like go-to, this go-to song that's in more things than Fade Into You, I think, really? Which is in everything. Really? Listen to the shows that this has been in. Okay, movies, Foxfire, In My Father's Den, Rails and Ties, A Million Little Pieces, movies, three different episodes of The OC, Charmed, House.
It's television.
World, yeah, yes.
Said movies. So,
okay, that was movies, yes. And then we moved to television, sorry. After A Million Little Pieces, television, The OC, Charmed, House, World Shut Up Your Mouth, Stand Off.
What is World Shut Your... World Shut Your Mouth.
Shut up
Italian.
Your...
Shut up your mouth.
Canterbury's Law, Moonlight, Hollyoaks Later, 666 Park Avenue, Rectify, Twice in Rick and Morty, Babylon, The Night Of, Superstore, Season 2 Finale, Bosch, Six, New Amsterdam, The Handmaid's Tale, Save Me, Blacklist, Resident Evil, The English, Quantum Leap, and True Detective, which is where I heard it and was like, huh, I wonder like why they're playing that Mazzy Star song that was never a single. Oh. It has a whole life.
Right. I've seen like two of those shows. They weren't shows I'm into. I've seen Handmaid's Tale.
I've seen like the first
True Detective.
Rick and Morty, I've seen a lot of. Brian really likes it, but it doesn't really stick with me. Like I watch it and think it's fine, but never really think about it.
Una, you know? And I tried to get into it during COVID. We were like, oh, we can try this. And we both just weren't feeling it.
Yeah, I like it, but I get not for sure. It's not my favorite cartoon. My favorite cartoon is Invincible. It's back. It's always a good time when Invincible's back. You know, okay. It happens. Songs
fun
become
fact.
A thing. Yeah. Fun fact. This song has been in like dozens of media.
Should it take us out?
Yes. But we should also say, even though we didn't do this in the beginning.
Oh, right.
Patreon.com/potpsychology for bonuses. Wawu. America's Next Top Model season cycle 3. I'm actually glad that we're doing America's Next Top Model cycle 3 for Wawu because it's something that I would binge in like 2 days.
Given right. It's forcing
my own
me
device.
To,
exactly.
To relax with
savor
it.
Savor it. Keep it in your mouth before you chew, you know?
Wait, what was I just going to tell you?
Something?
Yeah, no, it was really important.
Sorry.
Wait. I can think of it.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Patreon.com/PatPsychology.
Yes. Here's the thing. Also, if you subscribe to the Wawu tier, you also get full video episodes.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even said that.
We don't even talk. That's what I was about to say. We don't even say that.
Have we even mentioned that?
I don't
that
think
on
we've
main?
Never once said it. We've never said it on
once
main.
Said it.
We've done it for like a month.
We've shown it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for like a month. I feel like it's been longer than that.
Has it? Oh, yeah. Maybe it's been
a
2 months
longer.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. Maybe you started in January.
I think that that was the idea. It was like how we're doing the new year.
Yeah.
We're almost in April. It's still cold.
It
if you could see
it was
me
a bit
now.
Of a tease. It was a bit of a tease because it got nice and it got nice right when the days got longer. And
yes.
So I was like, yeah, it's here. It's here.
It's not here.
Yeah.
Is it March that goes in like a lion and out like a lamb?
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
We're not out of it yet.
And it's not like a lamb.
Well, we're not leaving yet. All right. Thanks for watching.
And listening. Send us, we have been accumulating songs for bongs.
Yes. Also, if you send us a song, can you also email us your address so we can send you the ugly grinder?
Yes.
It's potpsych@gmail.com, potpsych@gmail.com.
Yes. And 347-450-4239. No. 347-450-4239. That's our phone number. You can call, leave us a message, and rate and review us, please. It means something. You guys keep me going.
Bye.
I could feel.